Every 3 years, the best bakers from all over the world round up their best recipes and their rolling pins. They head to Paris for an Olympic-style baking competition known as the Coupe du Monde de la Boulangerie. 12 teams of master bakers have just 8 hours to mix, knead, shape, bake, and present more than 300 absolutely perfect oven-fresh specimens. We caught up with Team USA as they gathered in the kitchen of the San Francisco Baking Institute. Jury Downer, Jeff Yankolo, and William Lehman explain how they get ready for the competition.
Our practices are timed. We have 8 hours in the competition, so we're practicing like we're already in the competition. You know, making sure we know exactly where our tools are, knowing exactly when we're going to be on the sheet, or knowing exactly when we're coming in and out of the oven, and just making sure that we're all really comfortable in the booth together.
So wait, tell me about the competition. You get 1 hour the night before. You're allowed
right.
1 hour.
You have 1 hour to basically unload all of your tools, scale your ingredients, and mix your products so that we have an overnight fermentation on some of the doughs. And so when we walk in the door, we're able to start work right away because there's really not a minute to waste.
So everyone has a specific assignment?
Correct.
What's your assignment?
My assignment is the artistic design. This year's theme is your country's emblem through bread.
But how specifically do you do that, other than sort of stamping an American flag or painting it on with egg yolk, you know, on top of the bread?
That's just it. In Seattle, I'm pretty lucky. We're surrounded by a lot of artists. I've got a lot of friends who are sculptors and metalsmith, and friends that own a sheet metal shop. So they've been able to help me design certain sheet pans that have some bends in them to have some movement. Like for the eagle that I'm making, one wing is up and one wing is down, and so you can see some movement in the pieces themselves. And it's not just such a hard, you know, artistic element where you look at it and say, oh yeah, that's, you know, it's simple, it's one-dimensional. A lot of this stuff is three-dimensional.
We also have Jeffrey Yankolo with us. He's a baking and pastry instructor with the San Francisco Baking Institute. Can we talk to Jeff?
Yes.
Hello?
Jeffrey?
Yes.
Now, what is your specialty in the competition?
My category is called baguette and specialty breads.
And baguettes are traditionally French, so does that team have a leg up there?
No, definitely not. I mean, the reason they do the baguettes, baguettes is a bread that every team has to do. And one of the reasons is everyone knows what a baguette is. So a judge will taste a baguette, and he already knows what he's going to compare it to in his mind. Whereas the other breads, which are original breads, he doesn't necessarily know what it's supposed to be, so he's going to judge it for what it is. Though baguette is the one bread that puts everyone on the same field, kind of.
Now, Jury Downer is one of your team members. He operates Benison's Bakeries. That's a small retail shop in Evanston, Illinois. He's there in the kitchen. Can you pass me down to Jury?
Yellow.
Jury, this is Michelle. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, what specifically, what's your strong suit on the team? What's your specialty?
Well, I'm responsible for the yeasted breakfast pastry, the Viennoiserie category.
And so can you tell us a little bit about what the U.S. plans to do in that competition?
Well, we're trying to use true American flavor combinations. I suppose one that we can release is a strawberry rhubarb combination.
And you have to make 5 different examples of this kind of
pastry. That's right. I have to make 5 different pastries.
What will the 5 be?
We're really not at liberty to offer that yet.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we don't want to give the competition a leg up, so we're not going to ask you to do that.
Thank you.
Us.
I appreciate that.
What's the hardest thing about this particular category?
The hardest thing is my weights. I have to be very, very exact on the weights of my items. I have to make 15 pieces that weigh between 60 and 100 grams, and whatever one weighs, they all have to weigh.
And there's no margin of error?
No. Well, on the little pieces, there's a couple grams either way, and a couple grams either way on the large one, but the window's very, very tight.
So how do you achieve this?
Practice, practice, practice. Just we rehearse this routine over and over and hope that the bread gods are with us.
Jury Downer, Jeffrey Yankolo, and William Lehman, who will be representing the U.S. at the Coupe du Monde de la Boulangerie. This is NPR, National Public Radio.